So this is one from Twillingate Island. One of the first Europeans to ever spend a full winter on Twillingate Island was a guy named John Young. And so this story is often, you know, told as John Young's Christmas. So one time around Christmas time, just as the winter was setting in, this fella, John Young, was out checking some trap lines and came back to the hut he was living at in what's now Back Harbor on the Twillingate Island. And on the way back, a storm kind of struck when he was up in the high country, just about to come down into the cove there. And he sort of like lost his way for a bit and was stumbling around. He couldn't quite find his way back to the tilt, although he wasn't far. And in his rambling around, probably in circles in this storm, he stumbled across a little Beothuk boy who'd made a snowbank for himself and was curled up in it trying to wait out this, you know, blowing snow and that. So he figured, you know, kid could perish there. So he brought him down in and took him trying to find his tilt, and eventually they did find it. He came in and you know, set a little fire and made a stew or whatever and fed this boy. He's probably 8 or 10 years old. And then in the middle of the night, he heard a pounding on the door, the tilt, and he opened it up. And Beothuk were famous for being tall, so here's this you know, big man, six and a half feet tall, looks in, sees the boy there curled up on the floor, walks in straight past John Young, wakes up the kid, says a few things to him, then they walk out together. Door shuts, that's fine. And then the next morning, John Young wakes up to a pounding on the door again. And he went and opened it up, and it was the same man, and he handed him a satchel of caribou meat, and just walked away.